All right, friends and family, I'm so excited that you have joined us on the line. It's Marvelous Monday. I hope that you've made it a marvelous Monday and have truly enjoyed all that this day had for you, because we were blessed with waking up this morning and being able to see another day. We are talking about Misery Loves Company, and we're excited that you are on the line and hope that you are just excited to share a question, share a testimony, just connect with those who are on the line. Misery Loves Company is our topic. We're excited to move forward on this call with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And yourself?
Wonderful. I'm trying to get over here and get some Fruit Loops over here or something. Not Fruit Loops, but, you know, some Listeria.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead because I don't want to be bad company. Go ahead.
Well, we're talking about Misery Loves Company, and it sounds like you're excited to eat. But let's go ahead, and would you like us to open up with prayer, Mr. Carr?
Yes, if you don't mind.
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this gift called life, and we thank you just for this opportunity to come together, fellowship with one another, and just share in your word. You've truly gifted us this great means of technology to be able to do so. So no matter where we are in the world, we get to come together and just worship you. So let's do so with just joy and excitement and truly appreciate all that you have for us. Because Heavenly Father, you give us the gift to come to you no matter what's going on in our lives. You say that you would carry that load. Heavenly Father, may we just come to you. May we speak to you. May we know that you are the company that we are to keep in and through our lives. We thank you for that gift. We thank you for this ministry, for our leader, and for the message that's about to go forward. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, y'all, we're talking about Misery Loving Company. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, man. So what you got for us this week about this topic?
I want to try to keep it brief, but it's just so much has been revealed. For one thing, the IAPR, for those of you who missed that call, the intention, the attention, the prevention, and the retention. I'm not going to break them down or take too long going into them, but those are the components of misery. And misery is also a tool that the devil uses to kind of put his foot in the door. Misery definitely loves company. And just real quick testimony, I decided to do a reset challenge. And, you know, people don't, when the time you step up and claim to do the right thing, that's when the devil gonna send his people after you. You know, but then there's a flip side to that too. And discovering that to eat healthy, it costs more than eating wrong. That just really, really tripped me out. I was like, goodness, man, people can't afford to do this. All the healthy stuff costs money. But, time you decide to do the right thing, eat right, live right, those people who are not in your corner, they're going to flee from you. But as long as you're doing wrong, they're right there with you. They're right there, you know, everybody wants to relate. We're also using misery as a means of justifying our wrongdoing or the wrong that has been done upon us. We got to make ourselves feel normal. It's forcing you to, it's like a mirror that you can't ignore. So instead of saying, well, I don't like what that looks like, you're going to be able to say, oh, well, everybody got that. You know, which really, really, really is a false testimony. So be careful of those type of people. But misery loves company. That's it.
I got it.
Yes, sir.
Huh? All right, now look, I'm about to get ready to go live, so let me go ahead and set this up right quick, okay? Talking about, y'all, hold on. Y'all can see me out there, if you're out there on Facebook. I just went live. I hope everybody's doing okay tonight, and we're about to have a great old time, Mr. DJ. DJ, ready to rock and roll with it. Mr. DJ said, did y'all see that AARP?
IARP.
All right, tell them again.
I A intention, attention, and then prevention and retention. Those four pointers that you gave us.
Y'all got it?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So let's get to the business. Okay. I'm just getting everybody a chance to get on live. How y'all doing? How you doing, Miss Tiana? Who is that? Miss Maiden and Miss Rochelle and Miss Nipa. How are you?
All right, all right.
Anybody there?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Okay. Hold on one second. Who is it? Somebody on my line. How you doing, Ms. Juanita and Ms. Latricia? How are you? Okay. So, y'all, this is what we're talking about this evening. We're talking about misery, love, and company, right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
So y'all know how that go, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all, we have some testimonies, right? How you doing, Ms. Brenda? Mr. DJ, I want you to keep it brief for me right quick. Give me a testament. How you doing, Ms. Courtney, about this misery? Okay? Because you know it can be real. Now, we ain't going to keep it long, but give me 30 seconds. Give me a testimony about how you have experienced misery in your company and you had to expose it. What you got?
Well, I've been sick. I've had some health ailments. And then there was somebody who went, the pity party to jump in there. And, oh, yeah, I got this wrong, that wrong, and this wrong, and that wrong, and just wanted to stay there. And I said, oh, no, I'm in this place temporary. I haven't been convicted. This is just a holding cell. My God has the key, and he's on his way to bail me out right now. So, you know, I'm not getting comfortable with you. You got to be in this place by yourself, basically.
Huh. All right, Ms. Tiana, what about you? How you doing, Ms. Brown?
Oh, yeah, I've had people in my life, and I think of one particular incident of a girlfriend who constantly was negative. Everything was negative, job, life, etc. And one night, I'm like, I'm done. Like, if you can either be positive about being around, or you can go ahead and go home. And since then, I've learned to just separate myself from those situations. But it's riddled with negativity.
So how you doing, Ms. Kanye? So, y'all, we're talking about misery loves company. I know everybody can relate to this, okay? Isn't it funny how people, they respond to you better when you're solo? You ever seen that before?
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Ms. Ebony? Let you be single. Let you be talking about men, women, and men let you talk about women. Boy, everybody in the world, they love you. Ain't that something? How you doing, Miss Tracy? They just love you. But as soon as you find yourself happily involved with someone, where are those friends who used to like everything that you posted? Where are they at? I'm trying to help somebody out. So don't act like this is not real. People loved you better when they saw you as being down and beneath them.
That's right.
If you was unhappy, they was your friend to the end. What's going on, Brother John? As long as you was unhappy, they was your spiritual counselor. They was your best bud. As long as you needed them, they was in your corner.
Right.
But as soon as you got your own house, as soon as you got your own job, as soon as you got your own man, as soon as you got your own woman, as soon as you got your own identity, all of a sudden, they run away. Where are those friends at? How you doing, Miss Carrie?
Come on.
Y'all don't hear me. When your relationship was bad with your mama, they was there. But now that your relationship good with your mama, they mad.
Right.
Come on.
When you was going, man, y'all got a misery loves company. Be careful of the people who are in your corner when things are down. Now, I'm not saying that people won't have your back, but are they trying to keep you there? I'm trying to help somebody. Because, see, man, watch this. Boy, y'all better catch this now. When people in your corner, and they want to keep you there. What I mean by keeping you there, and in other words, you bring the problem to them, and it's never resolved, that is called misery, loving company. Because I don't have time to be hearing all you yapping. You know, you're yapping about problems. Listen, let me give a solution so we can get out of this. Notice I said we. Now, if you want to stay there, you're going to stay there on your own. See, because that's not the kind of company I keep that brings me down. Either you're going to help me or I'm going to help you. But when you have people around you that see you in a sunken, stuck position called misery, and they just your friend to the end, and they see you slumped over and down, and they still call themselves a friend, you know that's somebody who loves to see you hurting, right?
Right.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Sharon? Miss Jackie? Miss Y'all understand? How what's happening?
Yeah.
People can't be happy. Well, they can't be happy for the tell me again. Oh, people can't be happy for other people. That's right. That's how I go, y'all. Because misery loves company. And believe it or not, even some of your closest friends, and I don't want to put nobody on the spot, but tell me how many real friends do you have in your life, Mr. DJ? How many real friends do y'all have? Can you count on two hands? Can you?
No.
When I say real friend, real meaning how many friends that look like Jesus are in your life?
Right.
That's something to think about. Because if we just surround ourselves with warm bodies, meaning people, how miserable will we become? Because you know, as soon as you start progressing, people are going to start getting, woo, man. Miss Ebony, you've been reading my mind talking about depression won't release people. You've been reading my mind because I'm going to talk about depression in a little bit. Miss Tracy says she don't have none. I don't even know one hand. That's hard to count, y'all. Because
that's right.
And see, truth be told, let's be real now. Truth be told, why is it? This is how you want to put some of your friends to the test? I'm gonna help you put your friends to the test. Watch this. Anybody in a relationship, anybody happy about anything, the relationship that you're in, just put them to the test. When you put them to the test, watch this. Talk about your spouse. Talk about your boyfriend. Talk about your girlfriend. Let me hear their response. Their response is going to tell you, Mr. DJ, how miserable or how happy they are. If they go along with the foolishness, that's because they're miserable. If they don't check you in your foolishness, that's a friend you need to keep. See, in other words, you need to keep the friends that's going to check you when you're talking about your mate. You need to keep the friends that's going to check you when you're talking bad about somebody else. See, the friends that applaud you and egg you on, huh? When you talk about your husband, that's the ones you need to avoid. Because the same friends that listen to you talk about your husband will be the same friends that want your husband. See, I'm missing
Come on.
And they won't let you talk to them about the man that they now have. You know that, right?
Come on.
I'm just trying to educate us. How you doing, Miss Kimberly and Miss Jackie? That's all I'm trying to do. What you say, Miss Ebony? The older I have gotten, the smaller my circle has become. Preach. How you doing, Leslie?
Yep.
Huh? Y'all, the older Miss Ebony says she has gotten, the smaller your circle has to get smaller, Mr. DJ, simply because when you start to get older, mature in God, happiness is on your doorstep. Happiness is in your house. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
But see, when we get age older, but yet we still immature spiritually, see, we'll start accepting any and everybody as a friend. See, first of all, know the difference between friends and associates.
Come on.
Just because they work with you don't mean that they're your friend. How you doing, Ms. Davis? You understand? Y'all, this is different. Misery loves company. Be careful of the company that you keep. Mr. DJ, before we get to the question, let me emphasize this again. Test your friends. The Bible said test every spirit to see if it's a spirit of God. Every spirit,
right?
Not just their spirit. Make sure you test your spirit first to see if your spirit is miserable. Because just because I smile don't mean that I'm not full of misery. Because Satan smiles too at someone's demise. See, misery loves to see downfall. I'm going to tell you again. If you got a husband, if you got a wife, if you got a girlfriend, boyfriend, if you got anything going for yourself, talk about it to your friends that if you want to check them out. And see which ones start to piggyback by what you, in other words, see the ones that allow you to keep on talking about your husband. And look at them and let it go on for a while, a month or two. Now let them get so comfortable to where they start talking about your husband too.
Mm.
Wow. Look at the misery. But I dare you touch their mama. I dare you touch their husband. Woo. See how they'll defend theirs and you won't defend yours? See, that's misery-loving company. In other words, they will work in the streets with you, but they're going home to the nice house. See, misery loves company, but it will not allow that company to mess its good thing up. Hello?
All right.
All right.
DeJuan, Ms. Sherelle, how y'all doing? Misery Loves Company, we about to rock and roll tonight. All right, Mr. DJ, you ready for that first question?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all, look, Misery Loves Company. Okay, share this now. The first question that I have, Ms. Tiana, then I'm going to let you get yours in. The first question says, Mr. DJ, is it possible to be happily in love and be miserable at the same time? Whoa.
Happily in love, but miserable.
And be miserable at the same time. Is that possible?
By the way, it's written, yes.
Okay.
Because what are you in love with? And then what are you miserable with?
Okay.
I mean, that's, you know, so if you're talking about the same, being in love and miserable with the same subject or same person or all that, no. Those conflict, no, you cannot. But you can be in love with something, you know.
I agree with you, Mr. DJ. Y'all, here's a question when we talk about Misery Loves Company. Is it even possible to be happily in love and miserable at the same time, Facebook, on the phone line, press star 5? Ms. Tiana, what you got? Is it possible to be happily in love and be miserable at the same time?
Happily in love. That's the part that gets me. If you're happily in love, then you should not be miserable.
Okay.
I don't see where that lines up.
Okay. So, y'all, I would agree with Ms. Tiana and Mr. DJ. Is it possible to be happily in love? When you say happily in love, now we're talking about the things of God. In other words, mm-hmm. is it possible to be in God and miserable at the same time? Absolutely not. There's nothing miserable about God. The only time that you, oh, watch this. The only time that we are miserable is when we are somewhere that we don't want to be.
All right.
How can you be in love with somebody and miserable with them at the same time? How? You know, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. Let me say this again. You ever notice how people that are in love, no matter what the other person do, they see no wrong in them? That's how you know real love. I need y'all to hear me and hear me good. This is how you know you're just pretending and going through the motions. And when you say you're in love and you start to complain about the very person that you say you're in love with, you are miserable because you don't want to be there.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. See, I'm giving y'all free counseling advice. Because Mr. Carr, you know, he said he loved me, but I just feel like he don't never want to, because he don't want to be there. He's miserable mm-hmm. there. It could be a power move. It could be a move out of convenience. You know that it's possible for you to care about somebody and them not care about you. Right?
Yes.
The question says, is it possible to be happily in love and miserable? Absolutely. You can't be happy and miserable at the same time. You're double-minded. Right. There you go, Ms. Jackie. That's not possible. Because if you're happily in love, that means everything. It may not be perfect, but it's where I want to be. Let me say it again now.
All right.
Watch it.
All right.
When people step out and cheat in relationships, marriages, when they step out and cheat, that's only because they were miserable. Somebody will say, well, no, that's not true that they're miserable. Well, how is that true? Because if you was happy, that means I am fulfilled. That means nothing else can take the place of what I have. So that must mean that I'm miserable. That means I'm not satisfied. Do you not understand that misery equates to not being satisfied as well?
All right.
Mr. DJ. Can you school them right quick? Can you school them right quick? Y'all do know that misery loves company. In other words, when you are not satisfied, you want other people who are not satisfied. And what does being unsatisfied create? It creates murmur and complaining, the very thing that God said not to do. He says, do not murmur, do not complain. In other words, be satisfied with who I called you to be. Be satisfied where I put you to be. And be satisfied with who I put you to be with. See, here's the thing about it. We tell God, well, you placed me is not good enough, so I'm going to complain. Although I smile and I'm married, I'm miserable in my marriage because I don't want to be here.
Mm. Yes, sir. That's
and when we don't want to be somewhere, we allow the enemy to come in. And look at the company mm-hmm. that we keep. Because the other person know you're taking, they don't care because they're miserable too.
Come on.
Oh, know I wasn't going to get too many amens. And you see, so many people don't want to hear the truth about this. You do know that. What's going on, Ryan and Boo? Y'all understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes, right. Sir.
All right. Miss Tiana, what was your question? The next email question.
Sure. Next question is, pasting it here. Should I share my grief with someone I love, or is that me passing on my misery?
How you doing, Ms. Crystal, Ms. Counselor? You came at the right time, Mr. DJ. The question says, should I share my grief with someone I love, or is that passing on my misery? What you got, Mr. DJ?
Well, I think if that person loves you, they will come to you in your time of grief rather than you having to go to them, and that's kind of pulling them into your misery. But if it's somebody that's really close to you, your true friend, they're going to know that, you know, you're grieving and come to comfort you, if you will, and let you know God doesn't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ms. Tiana, can you repeat your question for us right quick, please?
Sure. Should I share my grief with someone I love, or is this passing on my misery?
Yeah, I love this question, and let me answer it for you right quick. Mr. DJ, you was hitting it spot on. Here's the thing. The Bible says to confess your sins one ye to another. How you doing, Miss Susan? Suzanne, I'm sorry. So you confess your sins one ye to another, right? If you pass on your grief, what you're dealing with someone you love, okay, let's say that that person, how you doing, Rise? Let's say that person is God. If you're just sharing with God your ailments, what you're going through, your disappointments, the fact that, God, I'm stuck. God, I'm miserable right now. If you're sharing that with God, see, misery loves company, but don't you know the Bible says that do not be deceived. Bad company can corrupt good morals, good manners. But if bad company can corrupt good morals, don't you know good company can also corrupt bad morals? In other words, the misery is not the fact that you shared it. It's how I respond to it. Don't you know when you love somebody, I want you to bring everything to me. The Bible says, come as you are. Just because you're sharing something that very well has made you miserable, don't mean that it's going to stay there, because my job is the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. When you are a good friend and you're not bad company, remember the misery love company. Remember, when you're not miserable, just because they come to you miserable, don't mean that you're going to stay there. If you came to the right place at the right time.
Come on.
You understand, Mr. DJ?
Yes,
just because you bring your issues to someone does not make you miserable. But if that person, see, the Bible says this, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? Watch this, y'all. It's on the strong person to bear the infirmities of the weak person, the weaker person. And therefore, when we're in error, when you're doing wrong and you're bringing something miserable, I can recreate that narrative. I know what it seems like, it looks like, and feel like, but here's God's promise to everything that you're going through. So you may be miserable when you brought it to me, but you're going to be good by the time we leave this conversation, right?
Come on.
That makes sense, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir.
I need y'all to hear me now. All right? So that's a great question, Ms. Tiana. What you said, a friend should lift you out of this situation. Okay. Ms. Crystal said, depends on how you are passionate. If you're searching for healing, then, of course, share it. If you want them to sit, hold on, let me get to it. There's a lot of them. If you want them to sit with you in your grief and you have no intention on getting better, then you are dumping on that person. You mean not yourself any good. Okay. So you don't mean yourself any good. Okay. Got you, Ms. Crystal. Now, here's the thing. The Bible talks about, you know, a pig waddling around in his own vomit. Here's the thing. That gate called beautiful, we can't call ourselves a friend in good company when we see people going through and we sit up there and nurture. Y'all ever seen somebody that just nurture people who are miserable? It's going to be all right, baby. Stop telling them to be, it's going to be all right. Start telling them to get their behind up. When are we going to get real with people?
Right.
All right.
Come on, y'all. I'm about to get real now. When are we going to get real? Shouldn't we be tired of, it's going to be all right, baby. It's going to be all right. He left you. She left. It's going to be all right. They hurt you. Misery loves company. I thought that you had God in you. Tell me what part of God's going to keep on pampering people, talking about it's going to be all right. God said all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. He put you through the situation for a reason. Stop being slumped over. Leave them alone. Let's get up and go. See, men will love company, but just because you came to me with a bad intent and you wanted me to pacify you, you may not be around me no more because I'm not pacifying misery. Now, either you're going to get up and fight. I mean, when I say fight, that means be happy, or you're going to remain on your own, but I can't keep you company. Oh, Lord, Mr. Deep.
All right. All right.
Because not all misery is people that come to you. Sometimes the misery is you going to people with your problems, and all you want is an ounce. Oh, yeah. All you want is an ounce that's going to keep you down. Start getting people in your corner that's in God. Start getting people in your corner that's going to check you on everything that you do. Start getting some accountability partners. Women, get some accountability friends that know your every move. In other words, they know you messing around with their married men. And since they don't like it, they're going to check you and say, hey, girl, you better stop before God gets you. See, you got to get some. You don't need to pass them. What about your friendship? What about everyday life? You only see pastors from Sundays if you go. So you don't need pastors. You need God.
Amen.
I'm trying to help somebody. Oh, fellas, I ain't forget about us either, right? Huh?
Right.
You know you shouldn't be messing with that woman, fellas. When are we going to start getting us some accountability brothers in our life? Just because you telling me two men can't get together and pray, hold hands, hug each other, and go their separate ways and encourage one another? Huh? Misery loves company. Do you understand what fellowship is and what fake friendship is? Fellowship is when God is in the midst. That's progression. Heaven is smiling. You understand? Misery and bad company is when there's nothing but plotting and scheming and God is frowning. Hello? When are we going to start getting us some accountability partners around us? People who are not afraid to tell us the truth. Even if it messes up our friendship, when are we going to get some people who's tired of seeing us miserable and will tell us the truth?
Right.
Hey, you've been that way too long. Why you still chasing after that? Leave that alone. You know that ain't going nowhere. It didn't go nowhere when you had it. If you ever had it, leave it alone.
Amen.
But we got friends in our corner. Girl, everybody be stupid for a man every now and again. Well, it ain't happening to me.
Oh, no.
You need some friends who are going to tell you not to be stupid behind a man. You need some friends that's going to tell you not to be stupid behind a woman. Know your worth. Who are you in God? Who did God call you to be? Do you even know your identity? See, misery loves company don't even want you to know who you are in God. Ain't that something?
Come on.
Ain't that something, y'all? How you doing?
Yes.
Miss Tasha? But you tell Miss Crystal, people who love uplift, okay? People who love you acknowledge your grief. However, they also walk with you to create a plan to help you heal. That is exactly right. See, y'all, Miss Tiana, can I say this, Mr. DJ?
Please.
Watch this, Miss. Watch this. If you have been down and out and miserable for so long, and see, let me show you what misery is. Misery is not a mindset. Misery is a lifestyle.
Okay.
Come on. Tell it.
Misery is not a mindset. Misery is a lifestyle. Do not be deceived. Misery is a lifestyle. In other words, you are miserable when God is not happy with you. Watch this. If you've been down and out outside of God for so long and you got people that's around you, and they down, which one of y'all going to get in God? In other words, how you got friends that see you going to hell and talking about they're your friend?
Come on.
Okay. That's what I thought. I'm going to say it again. How we got friends around us see us going to hell, or better yet, do they even see you going to hell? Because it's hard to see somebody else going to hell when I'm sliding down that slippery slope too, right?
Right.
Yes.
You do know that the first sign of you getting saved, you getting in God, misery loves company, it's not going to be an outsider who's trying to challenge you. Your friend's going to say, oh, you all holy and saved now. In other words, they're telling you, oh, you parting ways with me? So you don't need my company no more? And they'll start to remind you of what you used to do. Because, look, misery loves company. It wants to remind you of the familiar, not the new.
That's right.
Well, I'm trying to watch this. You know, some people are so selfish nowadays, they know the relationship is not going anywhere, whether it be a platonic friendship a working relationship, whether it be husband and wife, whether it be girlfriend, boyfriend. Do you understand some people are so miserable? Let's talk about girlfriend, boyfriend. They're so miserable. They know you're not going nowhere with them. They know it's not going anywhere, but because misery loves company, they don't want to see nobody else with you. Do you not understand a man will purposely impregnate you several times so no other man wants you even when he leaves you?
Wow. Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Deacon, you thought it was love. Baby, if it wasn't in God, it was never love. It was misery. Because if the end result is misery, that means even all that other stuff was misery. You know that? It was just leading to it. Okay. And I need y'all to understand something about being impregnated. Don't have to mean that you physically impregnate you with a baby. Mentally, somebody can impregnate you with bad thoughts that you would never trust another man in your life.
Come on.
That's right.
That's the truth.
Hello? See how misery loves company? They did you so bad to where you would never operate in who you should be in your life, who God has called you to be, only because they left a misery trail that has gripped your soul, and you let it stay there. All of a sudden, you don't think you're attractive enough. Now, all of a sudden, you don't think you're smart enough. Now, all of a sudden, you don't think that you're worthy enough. So you got to go
Come on.
To them because you think that they are your God. See how misery loves them? Oh, Lord. I'm talking too much of the truth. People don't like the truth. All right, here we go, Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, somebody wanted to ask you a little something. Okay, this is what they said. They said people who choose to be single simply because they are afraid of being hurt by someone, would you consider that person to be miserable? Please explain.
Okay,
can you repeat the question?
It says some people choose to be single simply because they are afraid of being hurt by someone.
Okay.
Would you consider that person to be miserable? Please explain.
I'm going
to
say yes. I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to tell you why. It's like they are putting their trust into their own feelings instead of what God says. I mean, if you're going to sit up here and rely only on your knowledge, you're in trouble. You have to do what thus says the Lord. And you can't be, first of all, the spirit of fear. God didn't create that.
Come on.
If you're judging it by what man has done, then that means you're letting your life be depicted upon what man has done, not what God has ordained. So, yes, that's going to make you miserable.
I love that answer, Mr. DJ. Y'all heard what he said? It's absolutely true. Yeah. Question was, people, how you doing, Ms. Jennifer? The question is, people who choose to be single because they are hurt, they're afraid of being hurt by someone, would you consider that person to be miserable? Absolutely. Because where did you get your information? Y'all, watch this. It's three dimensions that we live in. Right? Remember, mind, body, and spirit? That's a spirit.
Yeah.
I remember that?
Yes, sir.
The mind is your soul. You know what the Bible says, hide the word in your heart? He's talking about your mind, your soul. The soul of an individual, the soul, the dimension of the soul realm, why is this misery love company? Your soul realm is your trunk in your car. That's that junk room. That's that junk drawer. You just have stuff in there. You don't want to throw it away, but you just keep it. That's stuff. All right? How you doing, Ms. Natalia? All right? Now, another realm that we have is our flesh realm. All of us have flesh. You know, some people are so spiritual high that they don't know no earthly good. So the flesh realm is where we get information from, right? But didn't the Bible tell us to crucify our flesh on a daily basis? Okay.
Yes.
But the most important realm is our spiritual realm. All right? I'm giving y'all the three realms. So we have our soulish realm, which is our backyard. That's our junk room. That's our trunk of the car. That's where you store stuff, information, all your pains, all your hurts, all the goods and bad. All that you store that. The flesh realm is your front yard. That's what you see through your natural eyes. That's what you experience through your flesh. And then that third realm is a spiritual realm. Remember the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world? In other words, he's telling you your front yard is not greater than the one that's on the inside of your house. The problem with this whole thing is misery loves company. Miserable weak people only go by their flesh realm. They ignore the realm that they can't see, which is the spiritual realm. The question is, people who choose to be single simply because they are afraid of being hurt by someone, that means they have experienced hurt through the natural realm. But what did God tell you in the spiritual realm? So now they have become miserable because anytime you receive your information as gospel from the natural realm, you will be miserable because misery leads to a life that God is not pleased with. See, the next person that God sends your way, they very well could be your spouse, but you would never know because of your fears of hurt, of being hurt.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Now, hear me. I'm talking to women, and I'm talking to the fellas at the same time because it's not just women who are afraid of being hurt. Fellas, the last relationship succeeded if you say, I'm giving up on all women. I'll never trust another woman. That's exactly what misery wanted you to do. In other words, if I can't have you, I want nobody with you. I want nobody with you.
Mm.
You understand how you're doing, Ms. Sheena and Ms. Sawyer? Y'all do understand how you're doing, Ms. Wilson. You do understand there's a lot of people out there that will stay in a relationship with you, although it's not progressing, just so nobody else don't have you. They say they love you. Look at misery loving company. They just want to keep you off the market, and then at the last minute they'll drop you when they'll go get what they need. They just Mr. DJ. A lot of people will engage in a relationship with you just to keep you off the market. Do you not understand that?
Yeah.
You think that's all happy. But don't you know that misery can smile? Don't you know that misery can be your boo, your bae, your even husband for years? See, if God didn't put it together, that means it's miserable in the first place. How you know it's miserable? Well, what did you produce?
Yes.
The Bible that I read says you'll know a tree by the fruit that it bears. If you're not miserable, why don't we see progress, happiness, peace, joy? Why when you face situations, the outcome look like something Satan did?
Come on.
Ain't that something, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing, Ms. Charlene? Okay. Y'all with me? All right.
Yes, sir.
So that's what it is, y'all. If you are afraid to enter to another relationship, simply because of hurt, you're getting your information from your flesh realm, the very realm that God is saying going back to earth, to the dirt. Don't get it from that realm. Get it from God. Remember, Peter started to sink because the flesh started to rise, and the spirit started to... Well. You see how they go?
Yes.
Right. Misery loves company. All right. Here's my next question, Miss Tiana. I got an email, y'all.
All right.
Says, I don't believe that just because you may want someone to fail makes you a miserable individual. Especially when that person deserves all of the pain and agony that comes their way. What are your thoughts, Mr. DJ? Let me repeat it. It says, I don't believe that just because you want someone to fail makes you a miserable individual. Especially when that person deserves all the pain and agony that comes their way. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that person is miserable. Who are you to determine what they deserve and don't deserve? Anybody. That's not for you to do. And vengeance is mine, said the Lord. So it doesn't go by what you wishing or what, I mean, just for sake saying, that same person is rooting for the Saints to win the football game. And I'm rooting for the Atlanta Falcons. We both are God's children. Now what? So we both supposed to pray. And say, well, God, please let the Falcons win or let the Saints win. So you can't put God in that predicament and that kind of thing because those are selfish, what we call selfish prayers, and they're not gonna go nowhere. They're gonna fall on deaf ears. So you can't be the one who see what this person deserves. This person may offend you, but that person might be cool with me or a loving father, a loving mother. So they're miserable. In other words, in order to get that misery off your back, you know, pray that God's will be done. And just leave it alone. Walk away.
All right. So, y'all, the question says, I don't believe that just because you may want somebody to fail makes you a miserable individual, especially when that person deserves all of the pain and agony that comes. As a matter of fact, what do we deserve? How about that?
Right.
Huh? What? Ms. Andrea said, but I'm praying for my saints, Mr. DJ. Who that? So, especially when that person deserves all the pain and agony that comes their way, what are your thoughts? Here's the thing. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Either which way, that's between them and God. See, I don't have to be miserable. I just don't have to deal with them.
Right.
When somebody wrongs you, let God handle it. The problem is, We stay engaged in misery by trying to watch over how they fall. Because we pray for that. We don't have time for that. When you start praying for somebody's demise, that means you are miserable.
Ooh, right.
Well, remember the Bible says when people dig a pit, they themselves are the ones who fall in it.
Yep.
Come on.
Be careful of that now. The world says when you dig, one ditch, dig two. No. The Bible says when people dig a ditch to harm you, a pit, a hole to harm you, watch this. He said they're going to fall in it, and also when they try and roll stones on you, it rolls back on them. How you doing, Danny? That's my boy. How you doing, Ms. Katina? You understand? See, misery, love, and company, just because people pray for your downfall don't mean that God answers their prayers.
Right.
You understand? We all have all as part of the glory of God. You understand? So you don't have to pray for your downfall. The thing is, just don't keep them company. I don't deal with them. You know, it's a cutoff point. Huh? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Y'all watch this question. Watch this question. What did you say, Ms. Rochelle or Karma? All right. Mr. DJ, the question says, when I was single and posted on social media, I would get tons of likes. But now that I'm happily involved in a relationship, where is the love? Help me with an explanation, please. First of all,
when you a child, you do childish things. When you become a man or woman, you're supposed to put those things away. Maturity. You now are learning, you know, when you're young, how you think stuff like bacon and the ends of the bread is nasty and you don't eat it. And then you kind of grow up, you mature. You start getting all that good stuff now. So what's going on is you're realizing that who your true friends were all along. And don't look back at those people. That's why God put them in your past. Notice your rearview mirror is shorter than your windshield.
Mm-hmm.
That's not accident. That's on purpose. You need to look forward. Don't look back. Those people are not with you. You find out that they're not with you. Let them stay back now.
Okay. So, y'all, the question was, when I was single, I posted, and y'all know that to be true. Well, you post something when you're single. Everybody and their mama likes you. You know why? Because it's called availability. That's called not being taken. And people like availability. You do understand that. That's why a lot of people mess with married people, because they don't have to deal with them ever. It's out of convenience.
Yep.
Boy, man, look, people are going to get mad at me. It's okay. I signed up for this. Misery loves company. So I'm going to keep it all the way. I ain't going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it word. You understand? You do understand that when you're single, why do y'all think, listen to me, why y'all think LL Cool J never wore his wedding band until he got the bag? He secured it. Y'all missing what I'm saying? LL Cool J has been married for years, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all think he purposely didn't do that? You know why? Because it's called marketability. If you show yourself as licking your lips, y'all hear me? Huh?
Right.
If you're available, they're going to buy an album even if you're not a good rapper. Just sound decent.
Amen.
Have swag. You understand? When I was single, I posted and I would get tons of likes. That's simply because people want availability. It's something about Satan. Satan is miserable. See, unity will cut people off. People don't like two people getting along. That's why they say relationship goals. Why should it be a goal when it's already a lifestyle? See, I don't have to have a relationship goal. It's something we do every day. I love on my wife. I kiss my wife. I take out the trash. I wash her car. I clean. I'll cook. See, it shouldn't have to be hashtag relationship goals when it's a lifestyle. People don't like unity. And because they don't like unity, they won't like when you get involved. Unless they like the person. But it don't matter if they don't like the person or not. It's who you like. They don't even like God. So it doesn't matter. Because if they really like God, wouldn't they follow God? Wouldn't they pursue God? Why are they so miserable? You know, if people are not happy, they don't want you to be happy. Have you ever noticed your friends who are married or engaged in a relationship? Those are the ones who are happy for you. But the ones who are still single, Who talking about who is this person taking my friend away from me? That's the one who's miserable?
Yep.
How you doing, Valerie? I just wanted to put that, how you doing, Ms. Grant? I just wanted to put that out there. The question was, when I was single and posted, I would get tons of likes. But now that I'm happily involved, where is the love? There's going to be no love because people don't want to see you happy no way. You should know that. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
We should know that, right?
Yes.
We should.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all know a lot of people, what you said, Ms. Sharon? That's the truth. I had to learn that the hard way. Real talk, Mr. DJ. You do know that when people tend to be close to you and they're not in God, the only reason why they're close to you because they like you better when you was down and out. They like you better when you was hurting and paining, when you was stuck in a rut. They like you. Have you ever noticed that? Misery loves company so much that people like you better when you don't have nothing going on.
That's right.
But as soon as you get that promotion, as soon as you get that job, if you don't bless them in the way they think you should bless them, meaning
help
them and give them things, do you understand that they're going to start calling you snooty?
Say it. Yep.
It's misery now.
Oh, yes.
You running up behind that man. You're married to that man. You're supposed to run behind him.
Yep.
Relationships. Why is this misery loves company? If you're in a relationship, run behind your man. If you're in a relationship, run behind your woman. You hear from Mr. Carr. You run behind him. You know why? Because the devil wants to run behind you and deceive you. Why can't you run behind love? Run behind them. I run behind God. Ain't nobody stopping me from running behind God. Nobody.
That's right.
Now, you know, I boldly said that on the national social media platform because people are afraid to say what they run behind. I run behind God. Misery, go ahead and get mad. Misery, get mad. I run behind God. See, I'm not afraid to say what I run behind when I love it. You can't separate us no way. Because, see, what I run behind is my soulmate. Soul meaning we got the same mind. We got the same lifestyle. We're going to be one. So you should hashtag that as a relationship goal. Misery.
Amen.
You know what miserable people will tell you? Girl, don't lose your identity. Babe, I'm going to lose my identity in heaven. I'm going to have a whole new name, so why not lose it now? Oh, my God. Ain't that something? I know. That's why you don't have no man. No good one anyway.
Right.
It's okay. And trust me, when the love is real, you don't have to run behind him no way. Y'all meet.
Yes.
It's
exactly.
You see what I'm saying? See, so I told you, you heard it here. Because, see, everybody else on all those other pages are preaching the wrong thing because misery loves company. They're not happy in their relationship. But I'll show you in the Bible. The Bible says those who diligently seek the face of God. You know the seek something mean I run behind it.
That's okay. Right.
Uh-huh. The Bible says prayer and supplication. Go look up the word supplication. You could even use Webster. Huh? Misery love company. If you look up the word supplication, go ahead and post it. You're going to see something called begging and pleading. To beg and plead means I'm running behind it. See, I pray and I plead with God. I run behind God. Hello. See, I don't have no pride with me. You understand? But it don't matter because at the end of the day, my running going to land me somewhere called heaven. See, misery loves company. See, Satan knows that running behind God is going to get you to heaven, so now he's going to talk against running behind anything, especially when it's called love.
All right.
Hello? I'm trying to help somebody out. Huh? They don't want you to call your spouse. They don't call your spouse all day, every day. Girl, I don't call my man like that. I know that's why your relationship ain't working. That's why you too busy trying to talk to me. If you was in a strong relationship, you wouldn't have time to be talking to me. Don't get with your man, please.
That's right.
I'm saying, Mr. DJ, can we help him out just a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Can we help him out a little bit? Look, Miss Tiana just posted somebody talking about that ain't the definition. There you go. Misery loves company. Y'all, I got 5 minutes. I want to share with us something right quick, Mr. DJ. How am I going to get ready to get on off this phone? Huh? Y'all know when people are miserable, people are stuck? Huh?
Yes.
Y'all know when people are miserable, they're stuck in a place? And not everybody who's miserable wants to be there.
Amen.
Come on.
Mr. DJ, some people who are miserable, how you doing, Ms. Denise? Some people are miserable, really don't want to be there. But they don't know how to get out of it.
Yes.
They don't know how to get out. And I'm telling y'all, misery loves company. It ain't nothing like being free, freed from being miserable. You know that?
Right.
Or when you free of misery. Now, before I go any further, let me define what misery is. Misery, again, is not a state of mind. Misery is a lifestyle that God rejects.
All right.
Make it simple for you. Misery is a lifestyle that God rejects. In other words, misery is sin. Sin loves company. Sin is Satan. And Satan don't want to go to hell by himself. You ever notice how somebody falls? They always grab you. Hold on, don't mess up my shirt.
Right.
Have you ever noticed how people, when they're falling, they'll grab you to break their fall?
Come with them. Yes.
Y'all not catching what I'm saying yet, huh? Misery loves, because misery is falling, sin falling.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we all have sinned, meaning we all have been miserable. But the Bible says a righteous man will get up. Ooh.
Come on. A thousand times.
Ooh, Miss Sienna. Jesus, yes, even Jesus was miserable. You know why? Don't think I'm crazy. Listen to this. Did he
come
die
on
our sin? In other words, he took on sin.
Mm.
And he did something.
Yes.
People didn't think that he would do. Jesus fell. And when he fell, the Bible said, a righteous man shall get up. See, just because we was once miserable don't mean that you stay down. Didn't Craig Daddy say, get up, Craig?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man, y'all missing this now. Huh? Misery loves company. See, misery wants to keep you down. Huh? Mm. People, do you think that them people who Satan sent your way that God allowed to come in your life, you think they, them people who was miserable, full of sin, they came to play with you? They came to kill you. Not bang, bang, kill, necessarily. I'm talking about to kill your soul. Remember, your soul is your mind. In other words, if I can get your mind, Satan is after your soul. Satan wants your mind. He knows he can't have your spirit because the spirit is what God is. So he wants your soul. See, this is why you got, when you talk about soulmates, misery loves company, soulmates have to be somebody who has the same mindset. Why do you think God said the same mind that Jesus had, we should have? In other words, if you have my mind, you would never be miserable. In other words, if you have my mind, you're going to go where I say go. In other words, when you have my mind, you're going to come up to heaven to meet me. In other words, God is saying, have my mind so that we can be soulmates. Oh, my.
Amen.
See, so many people searching for their soulmate, but you got one already. Did you know that?
Yes.
DJ, Mr. DJ. Y'all keep on calling on him because that's my brother. How you doing, Miss Renee and Miss Val? Uh-huh. See, God is our soulmate, but did you realize that when we are miserable, we only see him as our father? Don't
right.
You know he want to be your soulmate as well?
Yes. Come on.
That's right.
See, when you have a soulmate, misery can't come in because it's strong. Why? The strong, watch this. Bad infirmities of the week. In other words, if I'm with my soulmate, in other words, what I don't catch, they catch. This is why fellowship is good. Misery does not want you to have unity with anything. Misery wants you to be solo by yourself. Because what fellowship does is, Miss Tiana, how my hair look from the back? Is it lined up? See, fellowship says that you can
come
see
on.
Stuff on me that I couldn't see on myself.
Amen.
Misery says I want you by yourself so you can't see your flaws. Oh, my God.
Yes, indeed.
It's not a bad thing to have company. It's a bad thing to have the wrong company, especially if you can't influence it.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to me, y'all. It's not a bad thing that you're in the wrong place. Mm-mm. Misery loves company. It's a bad thing when you in the wrong place with the wrong mind. I would actually take somebody in the wrong place but have the right mindset before I take somebody in the right place with the wrong mindset.
Amen.
See, misery loves company, y'all. And misery is playing for keeps. How you doing, Miss Rhonda, Miss Christy? Huh? But it's nothing like being free from being miserable, right, y'all?
Right.
Especially when you've been there for so long. You know how many people have been miserable all their life? Y'all remember the lady on Good Times? All she did was...
Wonder.
But see, that's the natural form of misery. What about the spiritual form of misery, Mr. DJ? You know how many people who are not pleased or happy in God? Nothing they do is progressive in God. Nothing. What you say, Miss Rochelle? Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Come on. Miss Crystal, what you say? They say when you are drowning, if someone is trying to help, they will sometimes knock you out if you fight them too much. Hello?
Huh.
Y'all follow me? When you when you get free from being miserable for so long, boy, there ain't no feeling like that, huh, y'all?
That's true.
But y'all do understand misery loves company. You know when you get free and you go back, it's only because you freed yourself and God never freed you. Y'all about to love this.
Tell it.
You know how many people go back to being miserable? You know how many people go back to the same mess that God delivered them from? I'm sorry. Mm. If God delivered you from it, why did you go? Oh, you delivered yourself. In other words, just because you cut off the phone and say they're not calling me no more don't mean that you are free. Why did you go back?
Tell it.
Right.
I thought you said you gave up social media for about 2 months. How in week two you came back on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Miss Kristen. Miss Kristen, she checked me. I accept your, okay. She said I didn't read her moral of the story. Let me read, okay. So if somebody, I got to say this because that's, okay. Sometimes, she said, they say when you are drowning, if someone is trying to help, they will sometimes knock you out if you fight them too much. They do this because you fighting them can pull them under too. Ooh, moral of the story, stop fighting the ones that are coming to help you. My God. My God.
All right.
Y'all heard it?
Yes.
Y'all know a lot of times I thank you for that, Miss Crystal. No one is beyond reproach, not even me. Y'all, misery loves company. God will send you people to help you, and you'd be fighting the very ones who's trying to help you from drowning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See, yep. and see, when you get free from misery, and if you go back, that's typically because a lot of times we backslide because we freed our own self. We can't free ourselves from being miserable, now can we? Who can free themselves from sin? Who can free themselves from hell? Nobody. I can't. Only God can. It's nothing but the blood. I can do all things through God. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And then you find yourself being miserable all over again when you did it in your own strength. You ever notice how people, misery loves company, they go back to that same old joker who treated them bad, who used to beat on them? Have you ever noticed that? They went back to that same old joker who cheat on them? Have you ever noticed that? They went back to that same old job that never gave a doggone about them? Have you ever noticed that?
Yep.
And now they're miserable all over again. But the second time's going to be worse than the first.
Right.
Huh? And you know what happens when you go up and you go down with sin? You know what happens when you go up and you go down in misery like a roller coaster? You know what happens? Y'all know what? When, you know when you're battling things that you thought you got free from? Remember, you thought you was free from that woman. Remember, you thought you was free from that man. You know what happens when you go back to things that you thought you was free from? You know what happens? You know what the next step? Dun, 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 dun. Here comes depression.
Huh.
Yes.
Well, listen to me. People who are depressed, people who are full of anxiety, what happens is they was miserable so long, they thought they was free from it, and they went right back to it. Now depression set in. Oh, my God, I'm talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to somebody. First is misery. Second is depression. And you know depression, next is death. Ooh, next is death. Ooh, because people, when they're depressed, they don't necessarily naturally die, but spiritually they dead.
Right.
Lord,
that's what misery leads to. Come on.
Lord, have mercy. Why you think they get rid of their Xanax? To control the mind. In other words, when somebody tries to control the mind because of anxiety, what they're saying is, God, your spirit can't control my soul, so I need a medication through my flesh to control it. My God. My God.
Yes.
Misery loves company. I bind that devil. We need nothing but God.
Amen.
Man, Mr. DJ. Huh? Come on, y'all. And y'all know what's funny? A lot of times, it's not devils that bring misery our way. You know that?
That's right. Come on.
A lot of times, it's not even the devil that brings misery our way. A lot of times, I'm about to bless y'all tonight. A lot of times, it's not the devil. A lot of times, it's people who bring misery your way. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Mr. DJ, they missed that one. Misery loves company. I'm about to get off this line. A lot of times it's not Satan who brings misery your way. A lot of times it's people who bring misery your way. You know
mm-hmm.
that?
Yep.
I tell the truth and blame the devil, right?
That's right.
Huh? It's okay to say, God, I'm stuck. And God, I'm stuck because I'm a people pleaser. Tell God the truth so he can help you. Because we need to get delivered from ourselves, but we also need to get delivered from people. A lot of times, people bring misery your way. This is why you got to be careful of the company that you keep.
Amen.
That's right.
Hello? Huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Huh? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because, see, when we get delivered from people, huh, it's easier to get freed from being miserable. When you get delivered from people, watch how easy it is to get free from being miserable. As soon as you get free from, man, y'all better catch what I'm trying to tell you. As soon as you get, Mr. D, as soon as you get freed from people, watch how being miserable is easy to break them chains off of. Bondage will stop. You know why? Because when you get free from people, y'all catching what I'm telling you? Misery loves company.
Tell it.
In other words, it's not Satan that brings misery all the time. A lot of times it's people. You got to see what kind of, how you doing, Ms. Tammy and Ms. Shaw? You got to see what kind of spirits people have. See, this is the problem. This is, y'all listen to me now. Huh? Come on, y'all. In Mark chapter 5, go back and read it later. The Bible talks about this man being chained up. And he not only chained himself, he freed himself, but people put chains back on him. Misery loves company. Huh?
Right.
Y'all follow me with that?
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, yes.
In other words, you know, a lot of people stuck in misery because of the people they keep around them?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Didn't the Bible say come out from amongst them? A lot of people are stuck in misery because of the people they keep around them, people. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That old thing that God told you to let go of your... Listen, that old thought that, listen. What, you were fine until that individual came back in your life. You were fine. You were perfectly
yep.
fine, Mr. DJ. You were. Uh-huh. You were fine until they showed back up on the scene. Remember, you was free from being miserable. They made you miserable. They left you for dead. You was perfectly fine. You were fine until they called you.
Yep.
Ain't that something? Come on, y'all with me?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, you weren't even thinking about them until they text you, right?
That's right.
Come on.
Misery loves company. Why do you think they text you? Because they're miserable and they still want you to be miserable. Remember me? Ah, man, y'all got to catch this.
Come on.
Interrupted, right? Huh?
That's
your
right.
peace was interrupted because somebody brought a spirit back in your life.
Yes.
Misery loves company. Be careful of the people you keep around you because people come bearing gifts, spirits.
Yes, indeed.
How you doing, Ms. Lynn? Misery loves company. People don't come by themselves. In the Bible, it says to that one spirit in Mark 5, Jesus said, who are you? Jesus knew who he was. He wanted him to identify himself. He said, my name is Legion. You know what Legion means? Tell him right quick, Ms. Tiana,
yes.
what Legion means.
It's 2,000 to 5,000 army.
In other words, they come as one, but they bring many problems. Y'all better hear me. People come as one, but they bring many problems. Y'all better hear me. Didn't your mom and daddy tell you to leave them alone? They come as one, but they bring many problems. Y'all better hear me. Didn't your mom and daddy tell you to leave her alone? They come as one,
mm-hmm.
but they bring many problems.
Right.
Huh?
Yes, indeed.
Y'all with me?
Oh, yes.
I'm listening to y'all. Huh? Listen, y'all, people don't just come with their flesh, they come with a spirit. Misery loves company. People don't just come with their flesh, they come with a spirit. In other words, they come with a motive.
Mm.
Huh? Y'all hear me?
Yes,
some
sir.
Of us,
yes.
What year we in, Mr. DJ? 2019? Some of us, misery loves company. Some of us really need to get on our knees and fall on our flat on our face, Miss Rochelle, Miss Jennifer. Listen, we need to fall flat on our face, Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ, and we need to ask God.
Yep.
What spirit are these people that we have around us operating in? Ask God. The Bible said, know them that labor amongst you. You need to know the people that's around you in your life. Because if you're not careful, misery will set directly on your sofa. See, when we get wise in God, when we become firm and stout in God. When we're not playing a game with misery, you better know who's around you.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Y'all think it's a game? Huh?
Not at all.
Oh, misery loves company. Some people don't need to be in your house. Some people don't need to be in your apartment. Some people don't need to be in your car. You understand? Some people don't need to be in your life. Some people don't need to be in your thoughts. Some people don't need to even need to be in your phone. They don't need to be there.
That's
come on,
right.
Y'all. Some people you don't need to be befriending and following on social media. No, you don't. Misery loves company. That comes with a spirit. Oh, man. Lord have mercy. They don't listen. Everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. So whether it be a spirit of God or a spirit of Satan, you're going to find out. The Bible says test every spirit to see if it's a spirit of God. Know who you're around. Know the company that you keep. Because if you don't know the company that you keep, misery can be sitting in your couch, on your couch. Misery can be opening your refrigerator. Misery can be laying right next to you at night that you call spouse.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hello. Hello? A lot of us should be thankful that God quenched that thing, that God killed that thing that was causing us misery. We should be thankful that God saved us from drowning and not fighting him. Because you could have married the wrong thing and been miserable for the rest of your life.
That's right.
Hello? Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Huh? You don't need to be befriending them on social media. You understand? Oh, y'all. Y'all, we need to delete some things out of our memory. We need to
Amen.
Delete some things out of our life. We need to, how you doing, Ms. Brenda? We need to delete misery. We ain't trying to keep misery company, right?
That's right.
And the reason why we need to delete some things out of our memory, out, see, oh, man, Ms. Tiana, simply because they come with a spirit of misery. And that spirit, the spirit of misery is like a virus, y'all. Huh?
Yep.
It will infect everything that you do. You understand that?
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Misery will infect every single thing that you do. From the way you think, to the way that you live, to the way that you respond, to the way that you smile. It will infect everything that's just a virus. So you got to be careful of the company that you keep. In other words, you got to be careful of the things that you allow to entertain you. Because if it's entertaining you, it's company to you. Huh? You know how people say keep me company at night? That means
right.
They got your attention. If it can get your attention, it can get your soul. And if misery can get your soul, it can get your life. It can take away
come
your
on.
Death. It can take away God's purpose in you.
Okay.
What you say, Miss Jennifer? Jesus, delete it right now. After you delete it, ask God to delete it. That means it never come back again. Here's the thing about it. You have to want it to be gone, not just temporarily even.
Right.
Amen.
Huh. Hey, y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And if you really love your freedom, if you love being free, come on, y'all. If you really love your freedom, if you love being free from being miserable, being sin, the thing that caused you to backslide and downfall, you would literally value your peace. You would value your peace. I value being freed, so I value my peace. Because misery will cause you to be unpeaceful. Oh, man. You got to protect your peace, y'all. In other words, misery loves company. That's the topic?
Yes.
But
yes.
I value my peace, so misery, I'm not available to entertain you. So, let's
come on.
Pray. Okay? We're going to pray.
Yes, bow your head, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for another day's journey, and we're glad about it. Thank you, Father, for our leader and the food that he has prepared before us. Let it manifest and grow within us the nourishment so that we can go about the world and sharing, Father, our testimony, not for our own edification or glory, but to give all the credit to you, Father. Help us stay on this path of righteousness, Father, and help us to not judge and to ask for strength, Father. Help us to endure to let your word be done, and also, Father, give us the strength to stay on the battlefield. We ask these and all other blessings in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray, amen.
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 Now, keep all your brothers and sisters, even the ones who didn't dial in tonight on the line or even on our social media on Facebook. Lift people up in prayer, okay?
Right.
Because misery is a detrimental thing, and it's literally trying to take people's soul, their mind. So pray for people, all right? Don't just pray for yourselves. Pray for people's healing. And also pray that God continues to protect your peace. Now, when you ask for God to protect your peace and keep you from that thing, make sure you fight tooth and nail that it never comes back. But make sure your fight is in God. In other words, surround yourself in the Word of God and also with godly people. Got
Amen.
That?
Godly yes,
people
sir.
Keep you accountable. And remember, say, oh, and remember, you weren't supposed to do that. That's the people you shouldn't be fighting against. They're trying to save you. All right? Y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all next Monday. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.